This is Vatican Radio and I'm Lydia O'Kane. Voting is underway in India in the first stage of the world's biggest election. With 814 million people eligible to cast a ballot, India will vote over the next 5 weeks in a staggered approach made necessary by the country's vast size. Voters will choose representatives for the 543-seat lower house of parliament. The opposition party, which is promising a surge in economic growth, is the main challenger to the now governing Congress Party. I spoke to the head of Vatican Radio's English for India section, Father Melwin Pinto.
Well, just now people are really fed up with the situation they are facing. Basically, it's economics, the rising costs, the inflation. That has been uppermost in the minds of the people. They see a lot of corruption. They see there is an industrial growth. But those benefits don't really reach the poor. On the ground level, their situation remains the same. Because of the rising prices, they find it very difficult to cope with their lives. And so they want a change. Looks like they want a change. But what they are asking for may be something terrible. But then, as it stands, there is an anti-incumbency factor that takes place every election. And this election, it's going to be really a credible change, possibly.
So would it be fair to say that this election will be based on economics?
You cannot say that entirely because there are a number of factors at play. If it's basically economics, there are other factors like the religion, which is an agenda that the right-wing Hindu groups have in mind, which they keep pushing. Basically, they want power. And that's why, you know, religion is a very emotive issue for Indians, especially. For them, it's in their blood. And that is why for them, there is that communal divide between the right-wing groups, the party, the NDA, which has got the right-wing parties and right-wing organizations with them, and the Muslims and the minorities who, in a way, favor the other parties. But Congress, the party in power, has so far not delivered the goods. The corruption that has gone on, which has come out in the open, has never showed them in good light. And that is why people want a change. But then there are other factors like the caste, the religion, and a number of other factors.
From a Christian perspective, from the Christian community, how important are these elections?
The Christian community is very apprehensive about the rise to power of the Bharatiya Janata Party, or the right-wing Hindu Party, as I call it, because the experience with them hasn't been all that good. Narendra Modi, who is projected as the Prime Minister candidate for the BJP, the alliance that they are going to form, the National Democratic Alliance, as they call it, the Christians are really frightened of Narendra Modi, let me tell you that. Because their experience in Gujarat, where he was the chief minister, hasn't been all that good. The Christians are scared. The Christians of Gujarat have given us an impression that they are in always under threat. There have been so many surveys that have been conducted in the name of censors. Officials keep coming to the Christians, asking them questions, how long they have been Christians, how long, when were they baptized, who proselytized them, and things like that. Very threatening questions. And they have never felt safe. The churches have been destroyed under Narendra Modi's rule in Gujarat. That is for the Christians. They have seen what has happened in the anti-Muslim riots that took place in Godhra in Gujarat in 2002. So these things have frightened the Christians, and the Christians wouldn't like to see the BJP come to power. But the church cannot take a stand openly and say, well, support this party or that. The church has given circulars, issued pastoral letters, asking the Christians to think and vote, asking the Christians to vote for parties or candidates who know to respect the diversity in religions. I suppose that is something that the church is trying to do. The church has also announced prayers and fasting for a beneficial, you know, result that can come through this election. So that is what the church is trying to do. Church is apprehensive, let me tell you that honestly. But then publicly the church cannot take a stand for this party or that.
What's the likelihood of a coalition?
It's most likely that there's going to be a coalition, because as you see the situation, there are many regional parties that are coming up. Many regional parties that are very powerful, especially in the south, in the state of Tamil Nadu, to some extent in Andhra Pradesh, Odisha, West Bengal, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar. These are all regional parties which are very strong. And so if they were to get votes and they, if they make a real dent to the possibilities of BJP coming to power, there will be definitely alliances. As the opinion polls show us, there is definitely going to be an alliance between BJP and these like-minded other parties. I don't know whether it's like-minded, but then for the sake of coming together and forming a government, they may form governments with a coalition. How strong is it that coalition going to be is another question. Just as the UPA, which was led by Congress last time, didn't really have power because of this kind of alliances. The parties trying to pull away when some legislation has to come about. So nothing really moves under this kind of coalition governments. There is another rise of the Aam Aadmi Party, as it is called, the Common Man's Party. Nobody knows the power of that party because that party is a reflection of the people's sentiment of frustration with corruption. It started as an anti-corruption movement, which became later, some of them broke away from anti-corruption crusader called Anna Hazare. From there, they broke away and then they formed a party under one Arvind Kejriwal and a few others, Prashant Bhushan and a few others. They formed this Aam Aadmi Party. They really shocked when the Delhi Assembly polls were held. They really shocked people by getting seats which people never thought they would win. That showed people were with them. People were fed up with these two major parties called Congress and BJP. And so even that party is trying to show up. Now, if all of them really make an impact, then there's going to be only a coalition government and nothing else.
How good are voters in India at coming out and actually going to the polls?
I think it's very good. If you have seen yesterday, that is on the 7th of April when the elections began, yesterday's voter turnout, if you look at it, it is 75% in Assam, in the northeastern state of Assam, and another northeastern smaller state, although Tripura, has at 85%. Assam, it was 75% around that. Now, that is huge. That's a big voter turnout, I should say, because given the experience earlier, 60% was considered something great, no good voter turnout. I think people are aware of their duty to vote and their right to vote, to have a candidate of their own. So it's that's why people are coming out and voting. And these are poor people. These are very poor people in the rural areas who are coming out in hordes and coming and voting. So that's a very positive step.